Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 206-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are absolutely no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio, and today is absolutely no exception day. We are celebrating National Grief Awareness Day. That's a little sad one for me. So we'll go with National Toasted Marshmallow Day. Yes, indeed. And let's add a little bit. We're going to add some chocolate and we'll add some graham crackers to that. So we have a good day on hand. National Toasted Marshmallow Day. Checking out the markets for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 8 points, 7.94 to be precise. Oil up 13 cents per barrel, and the U.S. 10-year Treasury is just ever so slightly up at 2.134. Not a whole lot of change right there. So, but I did notice the markets are changing. I am seeing some changes coming through the markets right now. We are looking for a reduction in interest rates. That's the numbers that I'm seeing through the charts. So we'll continue watching those charts for you as well. We watched the second quarter GDP revised higher from 2.6% all the way up to 3%.
More money, more money, more money.
Yeah, that's a good number right there. Consumer spending and business investments were the primary factors in the upward revision. It is the strongest quarter of growth since the first quarter of 2015. ADP estimated for private sector job gains in August 237,000, above the consensus of 185,000. July figures released higher or revised higher as well. We will have the big jobs number that comes out. Yeah, that's going to come out on Friday morning. Just a quick couple of notice or updates for you, just to give you a little bit of information coming through as well. The government-sponsored entities, that would be Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Jenny Mae, all coming out with some moratoriums for those affected in the hurricane area, hurricane or tropical storm Sandy areas. No foreclosures, no notice of sales going up. I think they said the most recent number that I saw says 90 days on eviction suspension as well as foreclosure sales. They're also going to be looking at the potential of a 6-month hiatus, maybe a 12-month hiatus on payments. So watch out for that one. Freddie Mac issued a moratorium. Suspend evictions and foreclosures within the disaster zone for 90 days. Will allow extended forbearance and repayment plans for up to 12 months. Borrowers will not need prior approval for the extension, and servicers have been authorized to verbally grant forbearances to borrowers inside the disaster zone. So the government is acting very quickly on these matters. It's nice to see them doing this so that one less stress for our fellow citizens right there in the disaster areas. Also, notices came out yesterday from Housing and Urban Development regard to the reverse mortgage program. The Department of Housing and Urban Development on Tuesday formally announced plans to increase premiums and tighten lending limits on reverse mortgages, citing concerns about the strength of the program and taxpayer losses. Fascinating the way they do these things. It just shows you where the lack of knowledge is on this. The mortgage insurance premiums on the home equity conversion mortgage, reverse mortgage, will rise from 0.5% to 2% of the maximum claim amount at the time of origination. Those figures will be the same for all loans, regardless of the initial draw amount, according to a presentation released by HUD. The premiums for loans with draws greater than 60% during the first 12 months will drop from 2%, 2.5% to 2%. The annual premium will decline from 1.25% of the loan balance to 0.5%. So let's think about this. the individuals who are borrowing the least are getting penalized. Do you think they're the ones that are defaulting? The ones that are borrowing the most get a reduction in expense. They're probably the ones that are defaulting. And everybody gets a lower annual premium by 0.75%. And this is supposed to help the mortgage insurance fund. Seems like it's a little bit odd right there, but that is the way the government works. In addition, the amount of cash available that seniors can access will decline from about 64% of the home's value to 58% based on current rates, according to the articles that I've seen in the Wall Street Journal. So that's just a little bit of information right there for you. It's amazing how they continue doing some of these things, and the numbers just don't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. They penalize those who are the using the program for pre-planning, for fiscal responsibility, and those that are involved in the program because of a need, a necessity, those are the ones that are getting the benefits. Got it. Looking at more news. Curfews in Houston. As the rain in Houston finally eases, Mayor Sylvester Turner has ordered a nighttime curfew in the city. The decision was made after armed robbers were caught stealing vehicles and other valuables. What a bunch of lowlifes. Curfew, intended only to protect against property crime, will begin at midnight and extend until 5 a.m. Of course, first responders and relief volunteers are exempt. Mayor reassured the illegal immigrants. Mayor Turner has also pledged that the city's illegal immigrants are in no danger of arrest or deportation if they go to a shelter or request aid. The mayor even offered to personally represent in court any illegal immigrant who is threatened with deportation in the midst of all the chaos. Those type of things, it's very interesting how they bring that up at this time. But the mayor doesn't have any authority to make those promises. I would think that that would be something they'd want to hear from the president or from ICE. ABC's Tom Lamas was the victim of a storm today. But it was the Twitter storm that engulfed Lamas soon after he tweeted about looters and reported their crimes to police. Many people were outraged and defended the alleged looters as hungry folks searching for any way to survive. Lamas soon deleted the tweet and tried mightily to defend himself. Well, if they're looters, they're looters. I mean, I can understand the idea of the food issues. Leave some money behind. ABC finds a way to hammer Trump. Does Trump derangement syndrome ever take a holiday, even during a devastating storm? Evidently not. Check the skewed headline on ABC News website. Trump thanks Texas officials for hurricane response, barely addresses victims. The accompanying article went on to call the president's comments a departure from those made by past presidents. No possible way they can have anything positive about this president with the lame street media. They're just beyond belief in what they'll do. I mean, obviously, did you check out the story yesterday? Unbelievable that they were chastising the first lady for wearing high heels as she left the White House. The funniest part is the media is just too stupid. Most of them are just complete ignoramuses. Talk about her high heels not being appropriate for a flood zone, but they weren't smart enough to look at her shoes when she went to the flood zone. You see, apparently they have this thing called an extra pair of shoes that sometimes ladies carry, especially if you are from New York City. If you understand New York at all, you understand that in many instances, very, very common for people in New York, especially the ladies, to carry multiple pairs of shoes because they wear one for the professional appearance. They have another pair for walking. And the first lady, in this case, had a second pair of shoes, tennis shoes, sneakers, on the plane. Wow, it's amazing how they could fit a pair of sneakers on Air Force One, and the first lady was able to change clothing. Unbelievable. Moving from Texas to taxes after the president's visit to Texas, he's apparently ready to shift his focus to tax reform. President Trump begins that effort today in Missouri, where he's expected to tell manufacturing workers that simpler and lower taxes will help their companies and their individual finances. Perhaps not coincidentally, this push for tax relief is being launched in the home state of Senator Claire McCaskill, a vulnerable Democrat who is up for re-election next year. And you got to love this one. Bye-bye, Ken Story. Got to see you later. Unbelievable. The University of Tampa has jettisoned the Porky professor who set a new world indoor record for hateful tweeting. Story, of course, gleefully claimed that Republicans in Texas were quite deserving of the devastating hurricane and floods. Faced with a tidal wave of outrage, the school gave Story his walking papers. Yes, karma indeed is swift, according to the article. Ken Story's article or tweet was about, is that karma was the reason for Texas getting hit so bad. Well, karma came back and got him as well. Unbelievable. Conservative columnist Michael Goodwin worried that two of President Trump's leading aides may be wandering off the reservation. Economic advisor Gary Cohn was obviously and openly upset by the president's response to Charlottesville. And then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson raised eyebrows with a comment about the president. Goodwin theorized that this could be a red flag signaling that something is still seriously off kilter in the administration. Would you expect anything different from our liberal media? You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, the number of buyers putting less than 10% down hits a 7-year low. Steps for protecting your personally identifiable information at home. Single parents, what do you need to know about life insurance? We'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 210-37 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The number of buyers putting down less than 10% is hitting a seven-year low, according to Black Knight Financial Services Mortgage Monitor Report. 1.5 million Americans have purchased a home with down payment under 10% over the last 12 months. Great news for buyers as this marks a seven-year high. Many mortgage programs offered by agencies like Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae allow buyers to put down as low as 3% to purchase their dream home. 3%, $400,000 house, $12,000 down payment. The strength of the housing market is aided by buyers who use low down payment programs to buy. As a recent CNBC article points out, and I quote, "Defaults on recent low down payment loans so far are slow. But that is as much a factor of the good credit quality as it is the strength of the housing market. Some prices are rising incredibly fast, meaning those borrowers are gaining equity in their homes quickly," unquote. Low down payments aren't just great for first-time buyers. These programs have allowed homeowners who want to capitalize on the equity they have in their homes to use the profit from their sale to pay off high-interest credit cards, fund education, or even start a business. According to a new census report, the annual survey of entrepreneurs, home equity was used to start 7.3% of all businesses in the United States, which equates to over 284,000. The industry that saw the most growth from home equity are accommodation and food services, manufacturing, and retail trade. The bottom line, gone are the days percent down or no mortgage. What could you build with the equity in your house? Let's chat about it. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what the game plan is for you to get that new home, to buy without having to wait for that 20% down payment. You do not need it. Think about this. If you're in San Jose, California, Northern California area, the average price gain on a home is crazy, 74.5%. Been thinking about selling your home. Got some good news for you. According to RealtyTrack.com, home sellers saw an average price gain of $51,000 in the second quarter of 2017. That's a 26% average return on the previous purchase price. Most homeowners who sold in the second quarter this year had owned their home an average of 8 years. And while it's a great time to sell your home right now, that also means home buyers are looking at steep competition in today's seller's markets. Think about that, the average price gain. So that doesn't, we're not looking at annual numbers here. We're looking at from the time they purchased till now, 74.5%. Massive numbers. Arizona, 46.7%. Going through and taking a look at some of the other areas that we've got on this list here. It's just amazing the amount of money that people are making when they're selling their house. Have you thought about selling your house lately? Is that something that's on your radar? Is that something that you've been contemplating? Just a thought for you. And it's something you may want to be considering because right now there's a lot of people out there that are looking. There's people out there wanting to buy houses. And they can't find anything to buy. They're getting pre-approved. They're calling our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage and getting that fast pass approval. Now, sometimes there are issues out there. Sometimes there are things you got to think about when you're dealing with trying to get a home. You have to understand, and you have to have a great lender that can help with this area. I was on a conversation yesterday with an unbelievably successful real estate professional. And when I told him that an FHA loan in the Riverside area, the lending limit was in the mid-300s, he was shocked. He didn't realize that the lending limit was that low in the Riverside area in Corona. That doesn't mean you can't get a loan with less than 20% down payment. That's not the issue. The issue is you just have to know how to do it. And if you do it, you don't even have to go with a jumbo loan. Maybe what have you thought about a combo loan? Are you familiar with the combo loan? It's basically you get the lending limit in the area. You go and you take whatever the lending limit is. So say it's $424,000. I'm not going to give you the precise number because I think it's really $424,100. But you go with that lending limit in the area. And then you get a home equity line of credit on top of that to get you to the down payment or to make up the difference between that $424,000, your down payment, and the amount of money you need. Now, that middle number, that gap, that combo, is going to be at a higher interest rate. But think about the concept. If you've got properties, and I think we looked Orange County, 5.1%. I think we looked at Riverside, 3.8% average appreciation over the last 42 years. That's 3.8% of the total amount of the property, not just of the loans. So if you have to take a HELOC that's at a higher interest rate to make up for that difference from the government-sponsored entity number, don't worry about it. Look at the total numbers. That's what's important. If you need to go with a jumbo loan, you can do that too. Think about the numbers. All that matters is how are you going to get in the game, and what do the numbers look like for your family? Does it meet your family's household needs? That's the important issue. If it doesn't meet your family's needs, everything else is irrelevant. Now, we're looking at some of the numbers and some of the statistics. The older millennials, what are they looking for? They're leaving the city for a new kind of suburb. That is as of a report. I saw this in Yahoo Finance. Why live in a metropolis when you can find urban perks in the suburbs? Older millennials are realizing they don't have a good answer to that question anymore. The result, a migration out of the city. Almost half of millennial homeowners live in the suburbs, and the majority stay in the same metropolitan area when they buy a home, according to research from Zillow. While millennials might have once shuddered at the thought of trekking out to the burbs, this very generation, who make up 42% of all home buyers, is trading in the hustle and bustle of cities for less chaotic communities, and many of these suburban environments provide millennials with the kinds of amenities they got in the city, including boutique fitness options, high-quality grocery stores. Heck, you got Whole Foods going through Amazon now, and popular restaurants. They did a case study in Philadelphia. The outskirts of Philadelphia are home to one of these hot suburbs, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Park, a French restaurant in Philly's high-end Rittenhouse Square, used to be the highest-grossing restaurant in the Philadelphia metro area. However, the poorhouse, City Works, 20 miles outside the city in the mixed-use village at Valley Forge in King of Prussia, is hot on its heels. Before its redevelopment from a failed golf course into a so-called suburban center, King of Prussia was best known for its regional mall, IKEA, bad traffic, and empty, dated office buildings. Today, the suburban village at Valley Forge offers a full calendar of community events, 24-hour Wegmans, REI, several healthy, fast, casual restaurants, bike trail. Is that what they're looking to do out at the Great Park area of Irvine? Then if you have to go into the city, what do? Well, you get on a train, and then there is Uber there. See, here in Southern California, we may be able to transition a little bit easier just because we're looking at the idea now of not being so concerned with having to wait for a cab. Southern California, we never had any kind of cab service, so we didn't have that option. We couldn't go and get a cab to go out and do any of these things. Now with having the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world, we're able to get into like some of the other areas. So if you want to live in the suburbs and work downtown, you can do – why do you want to even go downtown? But that's just a different subject. I'm not a fan of going into the downtown areas. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, steps for protecting personal identifiable information. A couple of things you might want to think about before you pay off your student loan debt and secured credit cards that offer rewards. All of that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Are you ready for that fast pass loan approval? Gold Star Mortgage has it. 5 things parents need to consider about life insurance. As a parent, one of the scariest things, this is actually for single parents, one of the scariest things to think about is what your children will do if something happens to you someday. This can be even scarier if you're a single parent without a partner to fall back on. But here's the thing, you are the sole provider for your children. It's even more important that you take time to consider all the future possibilities. Here's what you need to know about life insurance, including how much coverage to get and how much it's likely to cost. How much coverage do you need? The biggest life insurance question is usually about how much coverage you need. There are all sorts of rules of thumb for this issue. Some say you need 7 times your current annual income, while others say more or less. But how much coverage you need really depends on how the benefit would need to be used if you were to pass away. Ultimately, this depends on a few factors, including the following: how old your children are right now, who would care for them if you were to pass away, what that caregiver would need to be able to care for your children, how much debt you currently have, whether or not you want to pay your children's college costs. So let's break it down into 5 things you need to consider to get the most out of your life insurance policy. Number 1, talk to potential caregivers. If you don't already have plans for alternative caregivers for your children, now is the time to make them. Your life insurance decisions will largely hinge on the circumstances of those who would care for your children in the event of your passing. For instance, let's say you have 4 kids who would live with your parents if you passed away. If your parents have already downsized into a retirement home, they probably need to move to care for your children. In this case, you need to account for their additional moving and housing expenses in your life insurance policy. If they've already retired, you may need to consider the other ways that caring for your children would impact their ability to cover their own living expenses. But what if you only have one child who would move in with family friends if you pass away? If your friends already have a few kids of their own, they may not need to move or add on to their home to accommodate your child. In this case, you may not need quite as much life insurance coverage. Good idea to have an upfront conversation with potential caregivers. What would they need in order to care appropriately? These are difficult conversations, but they're an essential part of the equation. That's why we suggest highly and frequently talk to our friends over at the Meyer Law Group, and they help put together some of these plans for people. Think about your kids' needs. How much insurance you require also depends on your kids' ages and needs. If you have younger children, you need more coverage. You need it to last longer. If your kids are older, though, you can probably purchase a shorter policy with less coverage. Beyond just their ages, you'll want to consider your kids' particular needs as well. Are they currently attending a private school that you'd want them to continue attending? Or maybe you have a child with special medical needs. Make sure your policy is large enough to cover those costs. If you want to fund your children's college attendance with your death benefit, need quite a bit more coverage. If you can't afford to cover college tuition right now, you could also look at college funds as the icing on the cake. In a couple of years, if you're in a better place, consider upping your policy or adding a second one to cover those costs. Third, consider your current financial situation. Even those without children should have enough life insurance coverage to tackle leftover debts and other end-of-life expenses. But it can be even more important for single parents. You'll want to be sure your children aren't dealing with a burden of debt while also grieving your loss. If possible, you want to cover the full amount of your debt so they don't need to. Keep in mind the cost of end-of-life services like a funeral service and burial as well. It can be as much as $10,000 to $20,000 and be a real financial burden if you don't plan for them yourself. Add it all up. See what you need. Now it's time to determine how much total life insurance coverage you need. Here's an example for you based on the recommendation that you cover 7 times your annual salary. So we've got a single mom of a four-year-old and a 10-year-old. She makes about $40,000 a year. If she passed away, her parents would care for the kids, and they'd need to move into a larger home to do so. She has $25,000 in debt outside of her mortgage, and she would want to fund both kids' college funds with her life insurance. So here's what we need. Income replacement, $280,000. Additional housing costs, $50,000. Debt, $25,000. End of life, we'll call it $10,000. College fund, $200,000. That means she needs total life insurance of $565,000. Sounds like a lot, right? Take the next step. Check out term life insurance. Over $500,000 in life insurance coverage seems like a lot, but many people actually overestimate the actual costs of such insurance. That's why we'd want to have you talk with our friend, Chris Bissonette. He'll be in here, I think a week from Friday he's going to be here to chat with us. But he's an insurance guy, and I think you're probably looking at somewhere in the range of $50 a month, depending upon the health issues that are already involved, if there are any, for this single mother of two. Just a thought for you. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. These are conversations. I know some of them are a little deep, especially as we get ready for a long weekend. But you know something? They might be the time that you want to be looking into some of these options. See what makes sense for you. See what's in the best interest of your family. Just a thought for you. Again, that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Thought I'd share this one with you. We talk about retirement and planning. Average monthly Social Security benefit for retired workers, survivors, and the disabled. Whether you realize it or not, the income provided by Social Security is leaned upon heavily by our nation's retired workforce. Social Security Administration has shown that 61% of retired workers rely on their monthly check for at least half of their monthly income, and without this income, the poverty rate for seniors would be considerably higher than it is now. Social Security is about more than just making payments to retired workers, even if 68% of the program's more than 61 million monthly beneficiaries are retired workers. Social Security provides protections for their families of retired workers, the disabled, and qualified survivors of eligible beneficiaries who've passed away. 10.52 million beneficiaries receiving a Social Security check each month as of June 2017 were disabled, and another 1.63 million were children of those disqualifying disabled people. Another 6.01 million folks were surviving spouses, children, or widowed mothers and fathers who were able to collect a monthly benefit based on the work history of their deceased family member. Even the spouses and children of retired workers can qualify for benefits under certain circumstances. You got to talk to the right people about this. Don't make assumptions. The average monthly benefit for Social Security recipients, the big question we should be asking is just how much can the average retired worker, survivor, or disabled person expect to be paid from Social Security? Well, let's look at it. Average retired worker takes home $1,368 and change a month. Of the nearly 42 million retired workers collecting a check, it's about $16,400 a year. May not sound like much, but as noted above, it makes up at least half of the annual income for 3 in 5 seniors. Working Americans do have capacity to alter what they're paid monthly by the Social Security Administration, given that they control 3 payment variables. Talked about these before. The first two, your earnings and work history, are interconnected. The SSA averages out your 35 highest earning years to generate an average monthly income when determining your full retirement age benefit. Thus, working at least 35 years and earning as much as you can in those years that you work can be very helpful in boosting your payout. The average survivor receives $1,126 a month. That's according to June data, $13,512 per year. The average disabled person takes home $1,034 a month, $12,419 a year. Just a lot of information there. You need to talk to the people that really understand this, that know this, that can help you with this information. And don't get the information from your friends, family, neighbors. They know what's maybe they did their research, maybe they didn't. They might even know what's good for them. They may not even know what's in their best interest. Everybody has an answer. Not everybody has the right answer. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, steps for protecting your personal identifiable information at home, things to consider before paying off your student loan debt. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. I say this all the time. Your credit report is wrong because everybody's is. Don't take it personal. It's just a matter of fact. The way they write these, they're all incorrect. Steps for protecting your personal identifiable information at home. And the only reason you have not yet been the victim of an identity-related crime, and that includes credit card fraud, is that no one practiced in the art has had the opportunity to separate you from your available credit, healthcare, or bankable soft assets yet. They're trying. The figures on data compromises vary, but risky-based security estimates that just last year, more than 4.2 billion sensitive records were compromised. Information that opens the door to all kinds of identity-related malfeasance, including account takeover, credit draining, theft of healthcare, and even the commission of a crime in the victim's name. To put it bluntly, your chances of avoiding fraud right up there with winning it big at a bingo convention down the street. Yeah, it's slim to none. Hopefully this is not news to you. If it is, let's chat further. Family identity theft. Unless you've been pulling double shifts in a pyramid guarding one of the lesser-known pharaohs, you already know the basics about protecting yourself against the threat of ID theft. You never answer the phone by saying yes, no matter what the regardless of what the interlocutor says. Thieves steal voice prints to authenticate your accounts and take them over. You use two-factor authentication whenever it's offered. And your long and strong passwords are never used to access more than one account. But here's a factor you may not be protecting yourself against. The various ways you are vulnerable to identity theft at home. The Identity Theft Resource Center has provided a comprehensive guide for navigating your problem of familial identity theft. That is when a friend or family member steals your identity. Believe it or not, every one of the thieves, the identity theft thieves, they all have family members. They all have moms, dads, some have brothers, sisters, and they're out stealing stuff. I wonder if do you think they're going to be nice to their own relatives? I don't know. No one can be completely protected from identity theft. There are things you can do to safeguard yourself against this particular approach. First, you can practice the three M's, Minimize your exposure, monitor your accounts, manage the damage. Don't authenticate yourself to anyone unless you are in control of the interaction. Don't overshare on social media. Be a good steward of your passwords. Safeguard any documents that can be used to hijack your identity and consider freezing your credit. Monitor your accounts. Check your credit report regularly. You can check your credit report for free. And that annualcreditreport.com does that free once a year. That's your report. That's not your scores. Just remember that. Keep track of your credit score and review major accounts daily if possible. If you prefer a more laid-back approach, sign up for free transaction alerts from your bank and your credit card companies. You can also purchase a sophisticated credit and identity monitoring program. Manage the damage. Make sure you quickly get on top of any incursion into your identity and enroll in a program where professionals help you navigate and resolve identity compromises. Oftentimes available for free or at minimal cost through insurance companies, financial service institutions, and your HR department. Minimize your exposure to identity theft at home. Regardless of your income and regardless of your likability, someone you know is probably willing and able to steal your identity. To stave off that eventuality, you need to practice the first M, minimize your exposure at home. Consider what kind of personally identifiable information lives with you in your home, everything from tax returns to password cheat sheets. Now think about where these things are stored. If you are like most people, your tax returns are at best kept in a locked filing cabinet with a key hidden in a not too paranoid spot nearby. For still more people, the above security measure has more in common with protections at Fort Knox than the protections they've put in place themselves. Maybe it's time to rethink that cardboard box. The individuals who are regularly in and out of your house and who those who live in your house are in a position to know what you have, where you have it, and the most opportune moments to steal it. It may be only a matter of time before they use that barely hidden key or simply take that cardboard box. Who are we talking about here? Literally anyone who can get in your house. And don't think for a moment it matters if you're at home, because the most sticky-fingered among us can rob us blind on a trip to the bathroom. Variety of things you can do to safeguard your personal information in your house and minimize your attack. Miniaturize your data. Not only is a mountain of paperwork hard to store, it's also increasingly unnecessary. Get into the habit of scanning or even photographing your documents, then shredding the hard copies. Create two or three copies of the digital files and make sure one of them is stored somewhere other than your house. Use encrypted external storage. Invest in a safe. Employ two-factor data management. 79% of consumers who disputed credit report errors were successful in removing them. So think about all of these different issues ahead of time. Don't wait. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. A lot of great information there for you to understand. Let me give you a couple of things. One of them, just real quick, things to consider before paying off student loan debt. Just remember that student loan debt is a fixed debt. It's generally at a relatively low interest rate as compared to credit card debt. So make sure that if you're paying that off, that payoff is sustainable, that you're not going to go out and pay that off, then have to go and get a credit card to cover some unexpected expense that's going to be at a double or triple the interest rate. Make sure you're getting some retirement savings put away as well, because that's going to save you some money. The return on that, if you're getting the 401k match with the deferred tax benefits, got a benefit for you there too. Make sure you've got that emergency fund is established as an important part of your financial plan. Very, very important. Real estate. Get into that real estate. It's a better investment than paying off that student debt if you can afford to do both. And are you going to be upset later that you missed out on life experiences? Are you going to really look back and be sorrowful, I guess is the right word, of what you did, that you made a mistake, that you shouldn't have paid that off? And then you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. Those are just a few thoughts for you. And we ask you, as we do every day, set that first radio preset button. to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.